there are any problems. They accept all insurance, including Medicare. Schedule an appointment online at usmensmedicalcenter.com. Give them a call at 636-244-5333 or visit their office at 303 Jungerman Road, Suite B in St. Peter's.
The best cheeseburger, the best handmade onion rings, the best food, period. Made fresh daily, all at everyone's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant, The Village Bar. The Village Bar has been a tradition in St. Louis for many generations. Carry on the tradition for your family at The Village Bar, located on Manchester Road, just east of 270.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know me. I see a pair of thick, weighty breasts, and all logic flies out the window.
Crossed over if I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
What's the verdict?
Are we here?
So I was checking out the Sennheiser headphones.
Let me explain what's going on. First of all, we're doing headphone testing in here.
Right.
Immediately, I'm taking these off. These are not.
Like them?
No, not in the studio. I bought them last night. They're brand new. Off they go. They'll go back home.
Okay.
And I'll use them to lie in bed and listen.
Can I use them for right now? Because I've got a headphone.
Sure.
Out
but
in
tell
here.
Me. Tell me what you think. There are Thank two you. Ways to do them. They have noise canceling, which makes them louder.
Okay.
I'm going back. And by the way, I heard you on the phone to, we won't name the store. Did I hear you
right.
say $150, $200?
Yeah.
Well, then they weren't this model.
They were not. No, they were the Sennheiser, hang on a second, HD25 and HD300. So I'm going to go ahead and look at them because I'm guessing there's some noise canceling, Bluetooth adapter.
But they're $200.
Type thing. Yeah, well, that's why.
Ladies
I'm
and gentlemen,
so
you're getting a chance to be on the inside of how radio works.
You know what I like?
I have the Sennheiser. Hold on, these are the Sennheiser HD477s.
Ooh.
They're not expensive. Oh, they're not expensive at all. They're
inexpensive. HD202. All right. So
ladies and gentlemen,
I have the Walgreens $599 earbuds that are tremendous.
So, you know, if anybody out there works somewhere and they have the HD, I have to look at it again. HD47. Here's what we could do. Let's look up, head of research,
okay.
What's the cost if Amazon has Sennheiser, Sennheiser, HD477s, and how much they cost. I'm going to guess maybe $50.
I would think. I mean, I used to be able to get a pack of them for two of them when you would get, and I think they were like $60 or $65.
Yeah, I don't think they're expensive.
So.
And if Amazon have them, we're just going to order them. See, this is the state of radio, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the model number again?
HD477.
But the state of radio, I was just telling Scott Sherman.
Dan, we're in right in the middle of trying to get our response.
$200.
What?
What?
Oh, are you kidding?
When?
Oh, those are the HD599.
No,
yeah.
Okay. Now, you don't want wireless. You want
no, 477. Nah.
Well, the 280 Pros are $100. I don't see 477, but they look just like the ones you
can
have
you
on.
Can you try it? Can you Google HD202? Those are the ones that I've got on right now.
You know, we're boring everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Those are $30.
Okay, there you go. Let's go for the $30 one.
Oh, that's what you're wearing?
That's what I'm wearing
right now. Can I hear them?
You can, but there's one headphone out.
No.
So it's going to annoy you. But if
but
you
I can still hear how bright it is.
Yeah,
hang on, everybody. We'll eventually get to you. We'll eventually get to you and why you're listening.
While you guys are flipping this stuff around, when I first got into radio, there were no station headphones at all. It was just regular
you brought your own headphones. And everyone had the Cox headphones.
Now, I have no headphones, so I can't hear anything.
Okay, well, no, these, you know what? These are good.
Yeah, you like these, this?
Yeah.
See?
Now, how much are these?
Those are the $30 ones.
I got both ears going.
Oh, you do?
It may be your jack. I got both ears. Folks, isn't this great? Aren't you having a good time listening to this? It's necessary, though. You know why it's necessary? Yeah, you know what? Your problem is right here in the jack, right in here. So the reason this is necessary is we're constantly striving to bring you excellence in everything we do and quality broadcasting.
Well, can I get one of those?
Limey needs to take the other one.
Hey, Limey, if I hold this down, I got both ears. All right, Tim, new project. Here, HD 202.
Okay.
How much? And who? And then we got to find out who sells them.
Right. If we can order them online, then that'd be great. I'll pay you for
it. I like to promise the listeners this bit will go no more. And by the way, those are even better than the ones I'm listening to. This will go no more than two more minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they have an updated HD 206. Closed.
Hang on. Update.
Whoa.
Update sound. Headphone purchase update. Next, we'll be buying our own chairs. Okay? And now let's go to Tim Woodburn.
The Sennheiser HD 206 closed back over ear headphones with connecting wire, $38.90.
Ooh, what are yours, though? 202.
Yeah, mine are 202.
How much difference can there be in this?
Well,
thing?
Yours are 4-something, and you said mine are clearer.
Yours are better.
Yeah, they're brighter.
202.
Oh, the 202. I'm sorry. The 202 is
$69.98. Oh.
I gotta. Shut up. Hey, you know what? Shut up with the 69 thing. I'm getting the 202.
You're getting the 202?
I am. I'm going to order them tonight, Amazon. Yeah. I'll have them next week. And the show will be even better, if that's possible,
than it is now. I'll give you cash.
They even call them Sennheiser HD 202 dynamic headphones, parentheses, old version.
That's what I like. I'm old. Yeah. I like that. Dan, what did you say?
Outermart has them for $39.
Where's Outermart?
I don't know.
Is that like a website?
Yeah.
Like a wholesale thing?
I'm on this tonight.
I don't know.
I'm on it tonight.
Scott found him.
All right, I promise, hand on my heart, I will pay you in cash if you can get me a pair.
I'm going to change my plans. My wife said we would have our annual sexual intercourse tonight, but we're not going to do it. I'm going to move it.
Did you say annual or did you say...
No, annual. Annual.
I didn't hear the U.
No. Let me be clear. Annual. Okay. Yeah, there's a U in there. So I'll just push that back. I mean, what's a year and a day, for goodness sake?
True.
And then I'm going to get on this. HD 202. Let me make the note in my phone recorder so I don't forget it. Hold on, everybody. Sennheiser, HD 202. Let's see if it...
And there's a used pair for sale as well on Amazon. Maybe get Limey the used pair.
Whoa, let's see if it captured that.
Weird.
Sennheiser HD 202.
Yep, got it. It's on my recorder. Really it will be done. Mm-hmm. 202.
Good.
Limey, those other ones, if you jiggle the thing on there. Let me explain to people what's going on here. Every single radio station where I've been, there's always an issue with chairs, headphones, and people either leaving something in the kitchen refrigerator until it starts moving and growing legs, or eating your stuff, which is why I never put anything in the refrigerator, because either somebody else will get it, or I'll forget about it.
Did you guys get my ice cream bars I left here on Christmas?
I did just eat one.
Yeah. Are they still in there?
Yeah, they're still in there.
I didn't even know they were there.
I'd say you got Crunch Bars, on man. Christmas Eve. I left at 5.
I'm going to have one during your 4 o'clock meeting.
I left 6 Nestle Crunch ice cream bars in the freezer.
I love those
bars. They were supposed to be a gift for somebody, and I left them here.
I'm glad you forgot.
Well, so I stopped.
Me too.
I'm going to have one at 4 o'clock.
Good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the very best of what we do, what you just heard. ordering headphones and finding out we had ice cream bars in the freezer. No other show comes close. Dan, are we supposed to have somebody on the phone right about now?
I have not heard from him.
Well, let me do this. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being considerate and bearing with us in the fact that we have a two-day show this week. And we have a lot of business to catch up on. So let me start, before we do the Burke segment, before we take your calls, and if you want to call, you can go ahead and do that now. 855-282-82... What?
I just heard from him.
855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. You can call now if you don't mind waiting a minute or two.
And I want to tease you.
A little business done. What?
If we get to the Burke segment today...
We will.
My Burke segment involves an adult video store and a live goat.
Oh, I was going to use that too, but you use it. You go.
No,
that's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
No,
It's tremendous.
If you said, and the goat, I think, well, the goat's in one of the videos, mm-hmm. but a live goat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, I know the
now we have
too,
a
yeah.
show.
Okay.
Now, every day that I come in, I think, I wonder if we're going to have a show today.
Yeah.
And now this, now
and
have
this happened in Missouri.
Perfect.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess the Ozarks.
You're in the right quadrant.
Okay.
You're in this right quadrant.
And you folks wondered if you should continue to listen. Now we got you. Just live goat question. And adult videos. who could tune away from that? Hit that music, if you would, please, Maestro.
USA in your Chevrolet.
Now, I'm going to reveal something. That is the voice of Bruce Limprist doing his Dinah Shore impression, and it's dead on. Bruce, you've got Dinah Shore down, buddy. And they've even muted the sound to make the recording sound like the 50s. So as Bruce sings like Dinah Shore, let me welcome the greatest Chevy dealer in the United States of America, John Landoff. I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Unbelievable. Now, how did the conductor, Bruce, how did he get his name?
Well, I don't know how anybody got, I guess, your parents. I don't
Limprist.
I remember talking to him once. I think he was named after an uncle or something like that.
Well, Bruce, but Limprist is his family name.
Oh, okay.
Gaylord Limprist was his dad.
It's a strong mm-hmm. German name.
Yeah, it is strong.
Oh, strong.
Hans Limprist.
Hans Limprist, yeah.
Yeah.
His middle name was Job. Hans Job Limprist.
Oh man, I can tell it's a new year. Woo,
yes,
man.
You can, because we made a resolution to make this show even funnier.
You know, the story of telling the Limprist family heritage, that story always has a happy ending.
It sure does, Tim. We got a whole new segment. So, John, this is our first time to speak in the year 2020.
We spoke yesterday.
Don't you feel stupid now, Frank?
This is our... Now, wait a second.
We weren't on yesterday.
Did you speak yesterday?
It was Wednesday. You were on yesterday.
No, hold on a minute.
Oh, boy.
Wait a second.
Somebody else has a brain tumor.
No, wait a minute. We weren't.
We spoke on Tuesday. We spoke Tuesday.
Yes.
So I'm right.
You're right.
This is the first time.
Now we know who has the brain tumor. It's not you.
Not me. We did not speak yesterday. We were off yesterday. It was New Year's Day.
This means this invoice doesn't come until next year. I mean, 2020.
This is 2020.
Okay.
You are confused.
Did you ever watch the program 2020?
I think everybody.
Yeah.
With Bubba Walters.
Yeah, but remember when Hugh Downs was on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a voice that guy had.
Yeah. He's still alive. He's like 96 or something. He lives in Carefree, Arizona. I don't know why I know that, but I do. He's still alive.
You're a genius. Yeah, I mean, it's just the volumes of the volumes of reading. Ooh, the reading.
That was inappropriate.
All the reading you do, the preparation,
all
for
the
shows.
Books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Magazines and news. How many newspapers a day you go through?
Two.
Wall Street Journal. Oh, two. Okay. It's still more than
and the nude magazines.
What?
Nothing.
He said newspapers.
Oh,
dude, I scan through the online version of the Post Dispatch. I canceled them years ago because of a nasty comment they made about John Bruner and when he was running for Senate. And I get USA Today, the actual paper, because I still like to look through and flip the pages of a newspaper. So I have one paper as a paper and one online. And then I'll grab Google News has a really great site, and the site is just Google News.
I listen
and
to that.
It's a really good summary mm-hmm. of in the morning of everything that's going on. So I look at that every morning, too.
Yeah. Now, do you notice that back in the day when you read a lot of newspapers, and I used to pour through the newspaper every day, and then after like 30 to 45 minutes, your fingers, you look at your fingers, and they're all like black and gray. From the print coming off.
And do you remember when the Sunday paper was so big it took you and a neighbor to pick it up off the yard? It was so heavy and thick.
I literally would pour through the used car section, the new car, the car section, which was, I think, D, you know, A, B, C, and D.
Right.
And it used to be, there were 3 to 4 sections. And I would take the scissors and I'd cut out all the ads, and then I would get there early on a Monday after I had already researched on Sunday, and I'd put them on the conference room board, and we would go over all the pricing, and now everything's online, you know. It's just just so easy because I used to wear out a pair of scissors.
Oh, here's the other thing. People who check the stocks, you just have to open the paper to the stock index, and the print was so small, if you wanted to find, I don't know, let's see what IBM is doing, and then you had to get, and then there it is, real tiny, you just check the stock price, and I only did that once. I didn't check stocks because I didn't have any stock, but I did one time I had to look at it, and it's an interesting story from years ago.
You know, that's a very interesting story.
But I didn't tell the story.
And what's the stock market doing today?
It is flourishing. It's thriving.
300 plus points.
Yeah, it's thriving.
I don't know why we don't talk at all about this unbelievable economy. And so thank you to somebody because we're having another unbelievable day. I just can't thank this show enough. And all the listeners and all the great, the AM and the PM listeners that have now become customers of Lawn Duff Chevrolet, you know, thank you.
This is just the first work day of the year. As some comedian, and I don't know who it was, once said, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Normally, when you do an imitation, I know exactly, but I know.
I think that was Michael Winslow.
Or yeah. Catman Crothers.
Catman Crothers. Oh, man. Remember, he was in The Shining.
Yes, he was.
That's one of the only books that I had to read. It's such a great book. I think I've read it twice. I had the lights on. I mean, like, really, not just the lamp, the reading. I had the entire room lit up reading that book. That scared the dog out of you.
And I guess this is okay to do this. I do a pretty good impression of a black slave singing. Mm. No, it's not a joke. No, it's not a joke. There's nothing wrong with that. They're black slaves used to sing. Watch a movie. Watch Roots. Go back and watch the old miniseries Roots. Watch any of the movies where slaves sang. They sang a lot because they didn't have anything else to do because they wouldn't allow them to have any real entertainment. So they sang.
Look, they wouldn't allow them to read.
No. And in fact, a lot of them couldn't read because they wouldn't let them go to school. They had to work in the cotton fields and stuff. Okay, yeah. I'll do it for you if everybody wants it to.
Oh, God.
And now, a black slave singing. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Come for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Come for to carry me home, swing low, sweet chariot. Come for to carry me home, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thought you were watching a movie, probably.
Well,
it was like watching 12 Years a Slave all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, horror movie. No, but it was a...
Excuse me one second, John. Would you, because we've played it before, and it's just kind of a damp, cold day today. It's going to get colder. Would you just have ready Warm My Wiener? Remember that song? It's a great song. It's a great old blues song.
Why during my segment are we doing this?
Because that's when we have our biggest audience, is when you're on.
Someone just texted in and said that that singing was like watching 12 Years a Slave in reverse.
I don't know what that means.
We don't either, but...
Why'd you say it?
Because someone texted it.
But we don't even know what it means.
Maybe it's kind of like a Benjamin Button type thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
It's like it was bad.
You ever seen Benjamin Button?
Yeah, but I don't know why singing a song is like Benjamin Button makes sense. That doesn't...
It's going backwards.
You know what I can tell you?
What?
I can say that it's an unbelievable day at Johnny Lawn Duff Chevrolet. Deals are going crazy. Yes, we're normally closed at 6 o'clock on a Thursday, but not tonight. We're going to be open till at least 8. So, you know, call now. I got to get going because there's some people here who want to talk.
I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I found it, hello.
Okay.
Okay.
Once a month I cringe on this show, and this is that day.
Well, you're good for a month.
happy New Year to everybody, and today is the second day of January 2020. How about that? And, you know, it's going to be it's already a great day, Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet. And again, thank you, to the AM and the PM crowd for all you do. And, Mr. Opinion, thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for a good last year and a great next year, or great this year.
This is going to be a great year.
It's a record breaker.
When the market's up 300 plus points, and I don't, you know, whether you play the market or not, you still have to watch it. It's a pretty big indicator. Obviously, there's some really good things going on, right?
I think so.
Give us a call. 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. And of course, 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. LONDOFF.com.
All right. John, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know who Al Jolson was? Do you even know?
I have no idea who that was.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you, moron.
He was a blackface singer who was had a very unusual style. He sang like that, and he kind of like a Leon Redbone, only, and, you know, Mammy, Mammy. The sunshine's east, the sunshine's west, but I know where the sunshine's best. Mammy, Mammy, my heart strings are traveling around my Mammy. That's Al Jolson.
That sounds familiar from Looney Tunes. I think I remember
that probably
like
was
Bugs
a character.
Bunny singing.
And he
like
came, thank you for showing up, everybody. And I'd like to sing a Swanee. Swanee. He sings Swanee River, and he sings all the old minstrel type songs. And he did it in blackface. That's not appropriate, but that's what he did.
They used to do an Al Jolson impersonation on Bugs Bunny.
Did they?
Yeah, they
did.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott Sherman's in the building. Let's just let him say hello. He doesn't really have a segment for 30 more minutes. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. Yeah. Limey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Frank. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. Limey, Al Jolson was one of the biggest stars in the early part of the 20th century.
He's a huge star.
In fact, wasn't the first talking picture?
The jazz singer.
The jazz singer starring Al Jolson was the first talkie, the first movie with talking and sound.
No way.
Yeah, Al Jolson.
Way.
That's right.
Party on, Garth.
I actually know what that means. That's Keanu Reeves.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Wayne and Ted's a
Bill and adventure. Ted.
Bill and Ted, sorry.
Wayne and Ted.
That's not
well,
correct.
I keep thinking of Wayne and Garth.
Wayne's World.
Yeah, Wayne's World. Yeah.
Sorry. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Bruce and the guys in the orchestra doing their... let me see. Where are we? I have to do one other quick bit of business, then we can play. We could Burke segment, take calls, whatever. That's the business of First Community Credit Union. We start off a new year with me already knowing that they're on board again for the yard sale, which is Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. In fact, this will be our last show before the next yard sale. They're on board with what I'm doing now, which is telling you about them, which means they're still sponsoring the show. That's a good thing. And I think they'll be very glad, especially in 2020, that they stayed on board. In fact, I think everybody who stayed on board with us is going to be very happy they did. And I'm hoping I can tell you why within the next 30 days and maybe early in the next 30 days. First Community Credit Union is a place to do all your banking. The word credit is in it. Yes, you can certainly go there and get a credit card. But it's a banking facility, so whatever you do at your bank with the word bank in the name, you can do it First Community Credit Union. And we think, as members, that they do it better. An example would be how competitive their rates are. A lot of people will go there just because they find out from a neighbor or a friend that the neighbor or friend's interest rate on their car loan is lower. They go, my God, I'm going to change my car loan. I'll go over there. And that's how it starts, and very quickly... they do all their banking there. So if you want to do it in one step, just go close your accounts, get out of your bank, and do your banking where we do, First Community Credit Union. There are over 40 locations. I think you will really be glad that you made this decision. First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Hey, Frank. You're welcome. While I was between cringes during the Londoff segment, I looked up the Limp Wrist family heritage, trying to see where it were. And when you Google Limp Wrist, there is actually a rock band called Limp Wrist.
Really?
I didn't
a rock know that. Band? Their song titles are either too embarrassing for me to say, and it takes a lot to embarrass me. Either they're either too embarrassing for me to say, or they'd be there's words that would be banned that you wouldn't want me to say.
But they're not words that can't be said on the air.
Well,
I mean, it's not like the SH
words. Their top download their top downloaded song is "I Love Hardcore Boys."
Well, you can say that.
Yeah, but it's just the other ones I couldn't say.
Hang on a second.
What, Bruce?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Go right ahead.
No, Bruce is getting his attorney on the phone. He does not like that.
Yeah.
That his name is in that right. kind of music.
Carthage, Missouri. Do you know where that is?
I do.
It is just northeast of Joplin, Missouri. And the Associated Press, I did not put this in the newscast because it's not really a story about this here, but it did originate in Missouri. And I know this is right up your alley, Frank. A man was arrested in Oklahoma after he stole a pickup truck outside of an adult video store in Carthage, Missouri.
Hmm.
Now, here's the lead up to this story. Two men and a live goat in a pickup truck parked at the video store, at the adult video store.
You don't see that every day.
No. The driver goes into the store to make a purchase, presumably. Well, this man carjacks this truck while the passenger adult male is sleeping. And the live goat is in the front of the truck as well.
And does he not know when he gets in the skid? There's a goat next to him?
Yeah, he sees it. And he takes off in the truck. The guy wakes up. He pistol whips him, holds him at gunpoint for 4.5 hours while he snorts meth and carjacks and goat naps this man and this goat, and finally got arrested in Oklahoma.
What kind of evening had they planned where they're getting a dumb movie and taking a goat home with?
There is a small part of me that is happy that somebody carjacked.
My bad.
Tim.
I
didn't hear you.
Yeah, there it is. Sure, the guy that got pistol whipped probably had a bad night, but the goat was probably saved from having a terrible night.
Hey, the guy dropped the goat and the guy off in Oklahoma on the side of the road. And then the guy called OnStar, and OnStar slowed the car down.
They can stop the car.
And the Sand Springs Police Department in Oklahoma, he drove him through Kansas and through Oklahoma. 4.5 hours. He's with this live goat and this guy driving around, holding him at gunpoint.
Was the goat attractive?
That's to be determined. I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Sometimes a guy is really lonely, like a loser, and a goat is a nice-looking goat.
He had a couple of little things on his head. He was a little horny.
Yeah. You know that joke, but you have sex with just one goat.
That same joke has like 10 punchlines.
You're a goat herder forever.
Yeah, but you suck just one. Yeah.
So the Sand Springs, Oklahoma Police Department on their official Facebook page said, "Okay, 2020, it only took you 4.5 hours to get weird. Let's slow down on the carjacking goat napping calls for the remainder of the year." Can you believe that?
Wow.
And
I believe in it.
And so the guy got arrested for multiple felonies. But like you, I read this story, and the first question in my mind is, why are two adult men and a live goat at an adult video store? What could possibly go wrong with that scenario?
Listen, women tend to not know about this reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's rural, lonely farm boys and sheep. And sometimes goats. That actually happens. That stuff happens. Look, we've read
miniature
stories
horses.
About
yeah.
well, and full size horses. We've
horses.
Read stories about guy. Yeah. The guy gets arrested because he with a mare with a horse. It has happened.
You know the worst thing about that whole story is the goat was just a kid.
Give it to him. Give him a rim shot.
Oh, that was good.
That was
really good.
We tried not
that
to laugh because we like to hurt your feelings, but we had to because that was good. Give it to him. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Thank
Come
you.
On, he got one in.
Wow.
Just a kid.
That's sick.
Oh, man. You know, when I was a little kid, I didn't know when I was a kid what this meant. They handled him with kid gloves. Do you know what that means?
I just thought it meant like, you know, delicate gloves.
No, I think it means a goat skin. I think.
Oh,
they really? Handled it. Head researchers going to look it up. Huh. But you've heard that expression.
Yeah, yeah,
handled
yeah.
them with kid gloves.
I thought it just meant kind of like pamper him or something.
No, well, there's no such thing as Why would he handle it with kid gloves? Glove for kids wouldn't fit him.
You're not going to believe this. You are not.
I believe everything.
You're not going to believe this. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to believe this.
Is he going to believe it?
He's not going to believe this.
What is it?
To handle or treat something with kid gloves is to do so with special consideration or in a tactful manner, often due to a perceived sensitivity. Kid gloves are simply gloves Thank made you. From kid leather. In other words, the skin from a young goat.
I was right.
Oh, I was right. Wow. Also,
that's why I said you're not going to believe it, because you were right.
Wow. I'm stunned at my own knowledge. So,
you are smart.
So I don't know. Kid leather, you don't hear somebody go, oh, he got her a really nice purse. I mean, kid right. leather, you never hear of it.
Kid leather.
Well, but there's such a thing. There is such a thing. And how about this? Then we'll take the caller here. I've asked this before because I still don't get it. And I used to work for a lady. She was the boss. Mm-hmm. And she used this expression all the time. She'd say, yes, but in your heart of hearts, do you really believe? What is that supposed to mean?
That is
heart?
Like, you
but
know,
you can't have
deep
your,
down inside.
No, in your
you know?
Heart.
No, it's like saying deep down inside.
But then just say deep down in your heart.
But that's
your
things.
Heart of hearts.
Yeah, your heart of hearts, like the center of your heart.
But why multiple hearts? You don't have multiple. In your heart of hearts? What plural hearts? What does that mean? It's stupid.
There are animals that have two hearts, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about animals. No. We're talking about people.
A centipede?
Who has two hearts? What animal?
I don't know.
A centipede.
No, hold on. Wait a second. You're the one that just said, you know, there are... hold on. You know there are animals with two hearts. And I said, what animals? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Why did you say that?
Octopus.
Let me help him.
Sorry.
Yeah, an octopus has
But you didn't
hearts.
Know that. You said that.
No,
and didn't know
but I knew, that something had
does an octopus
multiple
have,
hearts.
I think they've got multiple hearts, yeah.
Do
yeah.
they have like five heart attacks
and
at
blue.
Once? If they overexert it, oh my goodness, I'm having heart attacks.
And they have blue blood.
Plural.
Yeah, right.
I'm having hearts attack. Wow, folks, how much have you learned already today?
There are three creatures that have two hearts.
Name them.
A hagfish.
What the heck?
An earthworm. And an octopus.
And they both have two hearts? All have two hearts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that explains how you can cut a worm in half and it just keeps going.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, because you only got one heart.
Was that for Dan or for me?
For you.
I believe that was for you.
And kid leather, by the way, is referred to, I can't believe this, I cannot tell a lie, it's referred to as kid skin.
Oh, that's
want some kid, want some kid
that's
skin.
Some people
that's not
the
right.
type thing.
Now, the earth, we go back to the earthworm. My grandson right. informed me 3 days ago. They don't have any eyes. And I guess I knew that because I've seen a worm.
Right, yeah, they're blind.
How horrible would that be? Because I've seen worms like lying in the driveway or something. Well, they probably got hit because they can't see.
An earthworm actually has five hearts.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
They can't be very big.
They're segmented and they pump blood throughout the body.
That's why you cut one in half and just two halves keep going.
You can cut the head of a chicken off and it can run around for 30 to 60 seconds.
I've seen it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I visited a friend when I was in high school. Actually, I was right out of high school. And he lived on a farm in O'Fallon, Missouri, and he said, hey, why don't you come over and spend the afternoon, and my mom will fry chicken, we'll kill one of our chickens. And I thought, whoa, and so I'd never seen that. So I watched her do it, and she did it with a hatchet, and she cut his head off. That thing just starts running around like, where's my head, where's my head?
Right.
And the head was over there going, I'm over here.
It was making noise?
No, I just did that. No, the head, but the head kind of... The beak kind of moved, and the body just ran around with blood spurting out of the top of it. It was horrible.
For how long?
I don't think 60 seconds, but for 10.
Wow.
And then we ate it, and it was fantastic.
And
it was delicious. Fresh, the freshest chicken I've ever had. And we're sitting here talking. There, somebody may be listening who's 80, thinking, big deal. That's what we did my whole childhood.
Right.
Because they'd have a supermarket, so you'd kill the chicken. Let's... take a couple calls. We'll get back to
some
Burke segment. Patrick's been holding a while. Patrick, Happy New Year. We're going to say that for a couple of days. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Well, back at you. What's up?
Hey, I got a quick kind of a joke for you. Did you hear about the dentist and the manicurist who just could not get along and they just fought tooth and nail?
No, tell us about it.
I just did.
I know. Hold on, Patrick.
Feel the burn, Patrick.
Patrick, do you hear the silence? Can you hear the silence?
I do. I do.
See, this show has a certain caliber of joke, and that just it didn't quite
didn't make it.
Yeah, did you repeat it, Patrick? I didn't hear it. I was answering.
You don't want to hear it, really.
Hey, listen to the podcast, Dan.
For the new year, there's no place to go but up.
Well, there that's a good point. That's a good point, Patrick. Yeah. Stick with us.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Patrick. You too.
Yeah, how folks, if you're going to hold before he told that
6 minutes.
Wow.
If you're going to tell a joke, remember who you're talking to here. We have a minimum standard for jokes. Let's talk to who's next, John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Happy New Year. How are you,
buddy?
Hey, Happy New Year. Hey,
John. Before you say anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you were Sebastian earlier on another station.
No.
Because what in the
no.
hold on.
Oh,
on another station.
Oh.
Now, in the morning, what I've started doing in the morning, because there's something possibly about to happen here at this place that I'll go into when it happens, but I've been just bouncing around, and there are four stations that I just sort of, I'll see what's going on, what they're doing. And you were on one of them. And I don't know how many other stations you're on. How many stations do you call, John, or Sebastian, or whatever name you use? How many?
Well, to clear that up, Sebastian, that's the other host calls me Sebastian, so I just called him.
No. You had to call in. If they ask your name, you had to say Sebastian. They don't take a call and not ask who it is.
I said my name was John, and their host kept calling me Sebastian, so I don't think I got me mixed up with someone else.
There was another caller
that was named Sebastian.
So you've never called as Sebastian anywhere?
No, I said call John. My name is John.
Okay, John, what can we do for you, John?
Yeah, well, that's going back to your original statement. You're saying that things are changing up there. What's the word? I heard the word.
I just told you I can't tell you the word.
The word is the bud.
What did you hear?
Well, I heard that you guys were having more expanded hours. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's not true. No. We're exhausted. Okay. We're exhausted after Thursday. We can't work anymore. No, we're not. We're not going to have expanded hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. Hey, listen now, real quick. There, when you guys sign on the air, I'm just curious. How did you get Frank Opinion? Is that a radio name?
Of course. No, of course it's a radio thing.
What?
Oh, it's a radio thing. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Just like Elton John is a stage name. It's not his name.
Oh.
His name is Reginald Dwight.
Okay. Kevin Spacey's, that's not his real name.
Oh. No. Most. You ever heard of John Wayne?
Yeah, I've heard of John Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, Marion Morrison. Marion Morrison is his name.
I thought Elton John's name was the Rocket Man. I thought that was his real nickname or some real name. Yeah. But, yeah, real quick there, guys. I'm going to, if you guys are still on there, I'm going to still follow you. If you're not on there, wherever you guys go, I'm going to try to follow you.
Well, we're not going anywhere. We have no plans to go anywhere. We'd like to stay right here.
Oh, well.
Stay right here,
okay,
buddy.
Well, I hope you guys stay there. Well, you said you kept going up and down the dial. I thought you may be looking for an opening on another radio station.
No. I have another reason for doing that. Oh, wow. Blimey. Good grief.
That was inappropriate. I'm sorry.
No, there's another reason I'm doing it, and I won't go into that. But I just, I went for 10 years and never listened once to any other station in this town. And I've decided I'll just check some things out. So I could be listening for voices to maybe add to the show. There are all kinds of reasons I could listen. But I heard I just wondered how many stations you call.
Oh, I typically call four or five stations a day if I can. I usually get on about three.
Let me ask you, and be honest with me. Your questions are just kind of pulled out of your butt or something. Do you do it so you can just hear yourself talk? And if you do, that's okay.
Yeah, you're right. I do that just to hear myself rattle on. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, thank you for being honest, and that's okay.
That's why I got into radio. I wanted to hear myself talk. I mean, that's why we all got into radio.
I got into it because it was an accident. What?
You ever go for the James Bond role? You know what I mean? I think he's got the good, I don't know how he looks, but do you think he would be a good James Bond replacement? And thanks a lot, guys. You have a good year.
Who?
Oh, me? I would make a great James Bond thing.
I don't know if you can act, but if you can act, I think you could.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you would be able to pull it off. But can you act?
I would like a martini.
No, that's
stirred,
not acting.
No shaking.
No, that's not acting.
That was perfect.
No, that's not acting.
That's wrong. It's shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, idiot. You can't. Mm. I mean, British. You can't be James Bond. Yeah, thank you. Shaken, not stirred.
It's iconic, though. He always says, I want it stirred, not shaken.
Do you know that last night I had the first martini I've had in about 3 years? I had a martini last night. That's funny you say that. I had that one in three
is
years.
Is it just vodka? Because I know there's actually a liqueur called, or a liquor called martini.
Well, look, it's
olive juice.
If you
is
say
that it? Vodka with
okay,
olive juice.
I'm not really a drinker. So last night I had to wait.
That's disgusting.
At a place to get the food order, a takeout. And they had a bar,
uh-huh.
And I got this would be 20 minutes. So I looked at the bar. I thought, oh, a martini. I haven't had one for probably 2 years, easy. And I think a martini makes you look cool if you drink. So I said, I like a martini. And here's how I ordered it. I said a martini, vodka martini, pretty dirty with a couple of olives. Dirty is olive juice, like Tim said. Now, some people put vermouth in there. I don't even know what that is. I don't want it. And it doesn't taste great, but I don't know. For some reason, I felt James Bondish, so I then had a little martini last night. Let's get, who's been holding here? Elliot?
This is Elliot, yeah.
Elliot, welcome to 590 The Fan. Happy New Year. How are you?
Elliot.
I am well. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Now, Elliot, did you hear the really creative thing Dan Strauss just did when you said your name?
Yeah, Elliot, like extraterrestrial.
Yeah, I bet you've never heard that before.
Right, phone home, all that stuff.
Phone home.
Your original Dan.
What's up, Elliot? What's going on?
Well, actually, what makes it worse is I was in high school and that came out. My initials are E.T.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
oh, man.
You didn't have a chance.
That is terrible.
You didn't have a chance. Have you got a finger that lights up, too? That'd be the kiss of death, wouldn't it?
Right.
You should have had a doctor implant an LED bulb in the end of your finger. Now you got right. Something. Yeah. So what can we do for you?
Okay, so you guys were talking about chickens, and Tim said a chicken can live, you know, like 30, 60 seconds, you know, and you've seen it and all that. There's a story that's way back, and Tim can look it up as I'm telling it. This farmer went to, I guess, kill his chicken for dinner or whatever, but there was enough of the brain and, like, stem back there that it lived, but he cut his whole, like, face and everything off.
What?
So he started feeding it with like eyedroppers down its neck, and he took it around, and you know people paid the money to look at it.
All right, hold on a second. If you're killing the chicken to eat it and you miss and you just chop its face off, why would you then just go ahead and finish the job?
Mm-hmm. What a horrible person to cut off a chicken's face.
I guess he could make you know a couple bits or whatever.
I wouldn't pay to see it.
I mean, what kind of life is it for a chicken?
I guess if a guy said, hey, for 50 cents, I'll let you see my headless chicken, maybe
No, it's got a head, though, because, I mean, it's still got part of the brain.
It's just doesn't
got
have
no
a
face.
Well, at that point, I would have just choked.
Faceless chicken.
At that point, I would just choke the chicken.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It could have been a cock, you know, a rooster.
Oh.
I see what he did.
Was it a rooster? Was it a cock? So the guy tried to chop the head off his cock, and he missed, and it just chopped its face off.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nothing's worse.
Yeah, we've all been there. Well, that's a great story, Elliot.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, Tim, did you not confirm that?
No, but I did confirm what E.T.'s mother said to him when he got home.
What's that?
She said, where on earth have you been?
Oh, that's good. Where on earth? That's good. That's a good one. We'll check right, into guys. The headless chicken story, Elliot. Thank
faceless
you.
Faceless chicken.
I'm sorry, faceless chicken. Thank you. AM and the PM, he said.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, thank you, Elliot. So,
Goose Pecker's laying on the ground.
So years ago, I was in a restaurant. I don't know why I did this. And there's a really nice young waitress, and she came over. And I said, do you serve chicken faces? And she said, what? And I said, chicken faces? I said, don't tell me you've never heard of it. And she said, no. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, you fry them, and you use the beak like a shrimp tail. You pick it up by the beak, and then you just eat the you dip it, and you eat the chicken face. She said, I have never. I said, would you go back and ask your chef, your cook? She did. She went back. He came out to the table, and he said, what is it again that you're trying to? I said, chicken faces. You guys don't serve them? And I never said I was kidding. I think right. he left thinking maybe somebody served chicken faces.
I used to, whenever we got a new cook starting the kitchen, I would always mess around with him and tell him to go get me salmon wings from the fridge.
That's good.
One guy stood back there for 15 minutes and he came back and he looked so embarrassed that he couldn't find them. He thought he was going to get in trouble. We were all dying of laughter.
This is how you test how stupid somebody is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dan, you know what this all leads to? The what's what joke.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it does.
What's what? I'll take
it. It does.
Don't Sorry. Give it away. Sorry. I can't tell it. Sorry. Can't tell if you give it away. I'm going to write that down. Maybe I'll do that today. I'll think about it.
I worked
it.
At Sambo's. We used to tell people to go
Dan,
outside.
No, Dan, again, you didn't work it. You were assistant manager at Sambo's.
No.
Come on, man. Take credit.
Someone new, we tell them to go outside and go into the basement and bring some stuff up from the basement. They didn't know there was a basement. We kept telling them there's a trap door under the rock. So people would go move the rocks out of the way and look for this trap door. And they go, I can't find any trap door for the basement.
Was there a basement?
No.
That's the best part.
No, there was no basement at all.
Just moving rocks around.
Yeah.
Salmon wings is better.
I know. I like salmon wings.
Because there could be a trap door. Yeah. There are no salmon wings.
No.
It's like a snipe hunt.
Exactly.
Snipe hunting,
That's
yeah.
the voice of Scott Sherman.
Hello.
He'll be up in a few minutes.
By the way, Limey, vermouth is like a wine that's got herbs in it that they often mix to make a martini.
But it's real concentrated, right?
Yeah, it's got like herbs and bitters in it. People like that, some people. And you're
Mr. Know-it-all.
You're welcome. And you're only... You did screw up the James Bond thing. He does want it shaken, not stirred. But stirred, not shaken is the way that people that like martinis prefer it.
No, hold on. Hold on. What do you mean the way people like it prefer it?
When
Every time I see them make it at a bar, they shake it in a shaker.
That's the James Bond way.
Yeah.
But the way that people that are connoisseurs of such things, they want them stirred, not shaken, because apparently it breaks up the...
That's what James Bond does.
He also had a favorite roulette number. Was it 17 black? Is that black on a roulette wheel? I keep thinking
yes.
That was his number. James Bond would always walk him 17 black, and he put it on there. That was his number.
Wow, was that Sean Connery?
That was me.
Wow. What if it was Daniel Craig?
Isn't he done now as James Bond? Like, hasn't he done his last one? His last performance,
Daniel Craig?
I think. Daniel Craig?
I think so.
Yeah, now he's... Often doing his own. Yeah.
I interviewed one time James Sean Connery about that. 17 black. Yeah. I said, why 17
black? Yeah, we don't have time.
You're right. We don't.
Yeah.
Okay, Wonderworld. Wonderworld is the number one selling replacement window in the country. That's not a slogan. That's not a made up one of those marketing myths, because you can't say something that specific without being able to back it up. You'll get cited, fined, whatever. Oh, they can back it up. They are the number one seller. They've only been around for 15 years. They were the number one seller after about 12 years. It's not something you do every day, and most of you listening right now are not in the market for replacement windows. Most of you, but some of you are. And those of you who are, and those of you who aren't, if you stay in the house long enough, you will be. So I'm talking to all of you. When the replacement window issue comes up, and it's not anything fun. It's not like, hey, we just bought an Echo. We can do the Alexa thing now. Or I just got a new Mac. Or we got a big 80-inch screen TV. No, it's Windows. And it's not fun. It's not a toy. It's not electronic. But it's necessary unless you want to pay more in heating and cooling bills than you need to pay. Because if you have multiple windows that have lost their ability to do what they're supposed to do, it's going to cost you. So you invest in new windows, and you can spend a fortune, or you can call Window World and get something dependable, reliable, that's high quality, and backed by a full lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. That's Window. They'll come out to your house. They'll do a full-blown, they'll show you everything. They'll explain everything, give you an in-home estimate. 18 months, same as cash, with approved credit. It is a tremendous company, and I am so glad they came on board with us a long time ago, and hopefully they're here for quite a while. You can find out a whole lot more at windowworldstlouis.com. Folks, you need these numbers, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590, because after the news, Scott Sherman is here, and we're going to help a lot of people with some legal stuff. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Here's to a fresh new year.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Happy New Year.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says if Iran continues to cause trouble, the U.S. is ready to respond.